VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of Thai protesters joined an anti-government demonstration in Bangkok Sunday. It was one of the biggest since a 2014 coup. The protesters chanted slogans like "Down with dictatorship" and "The country belongs to the people." Students have organized protests almost daily for the past month, but the latest drew wider support to demands for the departure of former junta leader Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha's government, a new constitution, and an end to harassing opposition activists. Some students have also called for reform of the monarchy, once a taboo subject, with many calling for the monarchy to fall under a constitution. The Thai Prime Minister won elections last year that the opposition says were held under rules to ensure that he kept power. The most vocal opposition party was subsequently banned. The monarchy still has a lot of support in Thailand, and the king has asked that a law banning criticism of him not be enforced at this time. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia has expressed his support for protesters in an undated video published Saturday by Belarusian Nasha Neba media. He said, I quote, "Stand in solidarity with those who came out on the streets of Belarusian cities with peaceful marches so that their voices could be heard," he said in the video. People have been protesting in the capital Minsk and other cities since election officials declared longtime authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko winner of the August 9th election with over 80% of the votes against the main opposition candidate, and she came in with just over 9% of the vote. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device.